Good to see everybody. Happy that you're here. Give me just a second and I'll put Mr. Microphone on here. And there's a story that is told of a preacher who was debating on retiring. And he just wasn't sure when that time was right. And one day, he went back and he listened to a recording of himself preaching a sermon. And he fell asleep on himself. And he says, "I think it's time to retire." So, but the truth of the matter is, preachers never retire. They just keep preaching, and they get old, and they die, and they go to heaven. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So good to see you tonight. We've got a good class with us tonight. We are looking at a book. Hopefully everybody's got a copy of this, or if not, you're sitting next to someone that has a copy of this, The Eternal Kingdom, A History of the Church of Christ. It's by Brother Maddox and Brother McCray. If you have studied church history, you may have this book in your library. If you went to one of our colleges in the Brotherhood, there's maybe a good chance that you had this class and you received this book like I did. Maybe you're really close to the action and you might have known Brother Maddox. Some of y'all did. And that's really extra. That's bonus. That's really extra cool for that to happen. But we have been studying church history. And the last section that we were looking at, guys, we were looking at the apologist. Now, whenever you hear the word, the apologist, one might initially, your knee-jerk reaction might be, man, they're apologizing for something. I need to say I'm sorry. But it was actually quite the opposite. You know, when we're talking about an apologist, what is an apologist? We discussed this last week. What is it? Go ahead, Carl.
Somebody that defends the Bible, defends the gospel.
That's right.
Defends Christianity.
That's exactly what they're doing. Okay? They are offering a defense. They are writing a defense and presenting a composition where they are defending their beliefs and their practices. Okay? That's what they're doing. And there were various authors throughout the second century who were writing letters. In particular, to emperors of Rome, defending their position with regards to being a Christian. Wait a minute. Did I hit that? I wanted to go back. Can I go back? I want to go back to the first. Sorry, Jeff. That was a surprise to me, too. So, but...
slide four already.
Really? Here. Do you want to do the Vanna thing? You want to flip the script for me here while I talk? Not that you look like Vanna, but I'm just saying.
You mess it up one more time.
I'm not touching it. So, but why can't we have that? And it goes to the next point. Dates of the apologist are 185 to 250 A.D. And what was unique? You know, we looked at this last week. What was unique about the persecution that the Christians were experiencing? You remember when we discussed that? Because I just want to, I think we got to capture a little history here. What was really unique? At first, how did the Roman government view Christianity? They viewed him in what light?
They said it was just Jewish.
Jews. And they're just part of the Jewish community. That's all they are. But the Jewish community is like, oh, no, they're not. Okay. And it really put them in an odd position. And eventually, the Roman government said, you know what? You know, you are distinct. You are unique. But it wasn't looked at as a good thing. It was really looked at as a bad thing. Okay, so that's why we have the apologist. They're writing their letters. Okay? And again, why was the Christian movement worth defending? You remember we discussed this. Why was the Christian movement worth defending? Was it good for society? Was it good for their culture? Guys, listen. You go back and you look at the letters that were written, and that's one of the main arguments that all these authors are presenting to pagans. And they are presenting to emperors, was the fact that the very people that you are persecuting is the answer to your problems in this world. Okay? No different than today, right? Shouldn't be, right? Okay? So that's what's so unique about the Christian movement and why it was worth defending. Any comments or questions before I end up clicking once and going five slides forward? Okay? Anything else? Okay.
They were going to change the world.
That's exactly right.
For the better.
For the better. For the better.
We have to believe that.
Yes.
That we are part of this, not just get the final crown. Obviously, that's a reward. Mm-hmm. But we have to be convinced that this is the best life to live.
Didn't Jesus say that, you know, you're also, you're leaven, you know? You permeate in this world. Okay, you're a light, right? And you are to affect and influence in a very positive way. Okay? And man, I tell you, I've got to every day remind myself of who I am. I remember a preacher, his dad telling him, you know, as a kid when he was a young teenage boy, before he'd leave, he'd say, Steve? He'd say, yes, Dad, before he'd go out with his friends on the weekends. He says, don't you forget your name. Don't you forget who you are. Okay, Dad. But you know what? Really, truly, we've got to remind ourselves, folks, we're sons and daughters of God every day. Because when we forget that, boy, we get ourselves in some situations where, I can't believe I said that. Can't believe I did that. Okay? So we got to remember, we've got to be a positive influence on this world. Okay? Questions or comments? Any thoughts? Okay. One click.